Halacha Dalet. Afal pi sha'omru ein memashkinin noshim ba'avadim uktanim. Avalim shaklu mekablim miyadam. Even though we don't force women and slaves and children to give a shekel, but if they give it, we take it from them. Hanochri v'hakusi sheshaklu ein mekablim mehem. But goyim and kusim, kusim are the shomronim. We will see in the Gemara's Machlokas whether they have a din of goyim or yidden, of geirim, or whether good geirim or their geiris was possible, because they only did it out of fear that they'd be eaten by lions if they kept serving their avodah zarah. So either way, you don't take shkalim from a kusi. We will see in 1 second because of the pasuk in Ezra. The ein mekablim miyodim kinei zovin, the kinei zovos, the kinei yoldos, the chatos, the shamos. You also do not accept korbanos from them. I'm not sure if them, the Gemara is going to discuss, is goyim or kusim. Zaklau, kol shen neither v'neither mekablim miyodim. This is the rule by goyim. Any korban that you could voluntarily bring, like a shlamim, an ola, so you goyim can also bring those korbanos. We accept it from them and we bring it for them. Kol she'eino neither v'neither ain mekablim miyodim. But any carbon that's a chiyu, like a chatas, an oshem, what's it called, a carbon yoledes, all these other ones, you don't accept from goyim, and pashtas even from kusim, we'll see. The chayin mefurish ayidei Ezra. Why don't you, aren't you mekabel machza shekel from a kusi? Sh'nehemar lo lachem v'lonu livnos beis alokeinu. It's talking over there by the shomronim, who gave the Yidden a lot of trouble in building the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Ezra told them, we're not taking anything from you, you're not going to help us build the Beis HaMikdash, we won't want you to get that schus. B'shem Rav Shim ben Lakish, the Eilu, okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Let's see if there's a Hakim Chazit in here. Mekablin Yodam Uvavat Shimsu Letzibor Legamri. We accept what's it called shkolim from these people who themselves we don't force to give, as long as they know that they have to give it over to the tzibor and they're not giving it as yichidim. The lola havi carbon tzibor carbon shel yochid. We shouldn't buy carbon tzibor from private money. Kinei zavim torim ubnei yona. These are the birds that you bring for a zava or a yoledes. Neither of neither of the mizbeach. Anything that's brought voluntarily on the mizbeach, mekabel mehem. The Tanya ish ish or rabos es hanochrim. It's a special pasuk in the Torah that you can accept korbanos and bring them even for goyim. Shenod bring the dorim v'nedovos kisrael. The chol she'eino neither the mizbeach. Anything that you can't bring voluntarily on the mizbeach, afagav neither of neither of the better kabayis same mekabel miyodem. But not only don't you let them bring korbanos that you have to bring by a Jew, but even anything to Bede Kabayis, anything they want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, not Korbanos, we don't accept from them. The Chayim refers by the Ezra, Kishiratu Akusim Lesayim, when the Kusim wanted to help build the second Beis HaMikdash, Vishalchu Lahem Nedava, Vishalchu Lahem Nivna Imachem, we'll build it with you, Ki Kochem Nidrosh Lelokeichem, we also want to use the Beis HaMikdash to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heshivum Lo lachem v'lo lanu. Ezra told them, forget it, we're not building the Beis HaMikdash together. Okay. The Elu Shechayovin b'kolbon, it's the end of the Mishnah. A kolbon was a little bit extra surtax that they added either when you gave a machsa shekel, which is machlokas tanoim, when you had to give a kolbon. Some tanoim held you had to give a kolbon. Every time you gave machsa shekel, you had to add a little bit. In the end of the Mishnah, we'll see that little bit is either 1/12 or 1/24 of the total amount, an extra 12th or an extra 24th, a half a ma'ah or a ma'ah. And other tanoim hold that you only have to give a kolbon when you change money. When you give not a machsa shekel exactly. If you give more than a machsa shekel, you have to change the coin, then for the money changing, there's a surtax of a kolbon. But if you give an exact machsa shekel, those tanoim hold you don't have to give a kolbon. So who has to give a kolbon? Anybody who's chayiv to give shkolim, mamish. Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Meshuchrorim. Avalo kohanim, because we said we don't force a kohen to give shkolim. So since you don't force him, you don't take a kolbon from him either. The noshim, Avodim, also. We don't force them to give. If they want to give voluntarily, they can. If they give voluntarily, they don't give a kolbon. Avodim, the same thing, and ketanim. Hashokal erde kohen. If somebody wants to donate a shekel, hemachza shekel, for a kohen, or ayidei ish, or he gives it for a woman, ayidei eved, ayidei cotton potter. I might think that since the person who's giving it is chayiv in shkolim, even though he's giving it for somebody who's potter and doesn't have to give a kolbon, he should have to give a kolbon. Kamashmala, no. Since he's giving it specifically for somebody who doesn't have to give a kolbon, he's also potter from the kolbon. Dimshokal ayidei ayodo, ayidei chadero. A chayiv b'kolbon. Person who gives a shekel, the kolbon echad. Person gives one shekel for himself and for his friend. So he doesn't want anything back. He doesn't want any change. He gives a total sela, and he doesn't get change. A sela is two half shkolim. What we call the shekel is a half a shekel. So a person who gives a whole sela, and he doesn't get change back because he gives it for himself and for somebody else, then he's chayiv in one kolbon. But Reb Meir Omer Beis Kolbonos. Reb Meir says no. Whenever you give a machzor shekel, even if you only change one coin, you don't even change anything, you have to give two kolbonos. So like we said before, that's the machlokus. Is the kolbon for the money changing surcharge, or it's whenever you give a machzor shekel, they added on a kolbon. Hanosin selav enotul shekel chayiv shnei kolbonos. Now the Gemara will discuss who this goes according to. If you give a selah, which is two half shekels, and you get back change of a half a shekel, so you have to give two kolbonos. One for the changing and one for the original machzor shekel. Pasuk, this goes like Reb Meir. Hashokel al yedei oni, val yedei shcheino, val yedei ben iro potter. If you give a shekel for somebody else, machzor shekel for somebody else, right, even though really they have to give it. But there's two inyanim in giving machzor shekel. One is that everybody should have a chelik in the korbanos tzibur, and the other one is that you should have the chiyu shebim kaim the chiyu. So since you gave for somebody else, and they now have a chelik in korbanos tzibur, they're potter from giving. But they're not, it's not as if they gave. You can't give for somebody else. A chiyu on each person to give. Unless maybe you're mezaka them, it's like zochim lo'adam shlo'afonim, mezaka them the money, and then you gave it for them. It's like they gave it. But most achronim hold, and they're not yotzei the mitzvah of giving. Just they're potter from it because they have a chelik in korban tzibur. Some hold it staff if they're poor, right? Shcheino and Beniro, and Pashas is mashma that poor people, or even somebody who's not poor and you want to give them a present and give their chamasa shekel for them. So then you don't have to give a kolbon. Because since you're giving it for somebody else, they pattered you from a kolbon. In order that, what, so you want to be, the Rambam says, you want to be my marbe, the machzor shekel, and you can't give more yourself, so you give for somebody else, and pattered them, so they were happy that you did that, and therefore they didn't take a kolbon. There's also not to be moneya people to give tzedakah. That they knew they had to give a surcharge, they may not want to give it, so to encourage people to give tzedakah to people who couldn't give a machzor shekel, they took off the surcharge, the kolbon. Then hilvan chayim, but if you lent the money to them and they're going to have to pay you back, then it's as if they gave it and they have to pay a kolbon, then you have to pay a kolbon too, because you're not giving them it for somebody, you're just loaning them the money, and it's as if they gave it, then they have to, then you have to pay a kolbon too. You have brothers who inherited money, and that was part of the estate. And then they split up the estate, and then they went back into partnership. So that's a regular partnership. A regular partnership, and then they each gave their machzor shekel, now from their new partnership. Each one has to pay a kolbon. But if they own sheep, in partnership, it's potter for Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is only if you own it without partners. Partners don't pay Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, however, if they didn't split up, they are using the estate without splitting it up yet. So then it's still the father's money. It's like it's the father's, and they're benefiting from the father without splitting it up. So they're not partners anymore. Then it's as if the father owns this herd, and therefore it's one person who owns it, it's not Shutfim, and they're Chayiv and Meiser Behema. But since it's like the father still has the money, So when the when the machzor shekel is taken from the estate, it's not each one taking from his part. They didn't split it up yet. It's the estate that's paying for the children. So therefore, it's like somebody else paying a machzor shekel for someone else. They don't have any kolbon. The kamahu kolbon. What is this surcharge? What's the kolbon? Ma kesef divrei Reb Meir. One ma, which is a twelfth of a machzor shekel. And chachamim omrim chatzi ma, half a ma, which is a 24th. Okay, let's go on. Afal pisha amru, right? Even though it says that, even though we said that you don't force a woman and a cotton to give a machzor shekel, but if they, what's it called? We ask them for it, right? Not only if they volunteer to give it, do we take it. We don't force them, but we can ask them for it. Hacha ato amar tovin. Here it says you do ask a woman and a what's it called and a cotton for machzor shekel. The hacha ato amar ain't tovin. And before we said we don't even ask them for it. Well, it says by a cotton kancha hevi beisaros, kancha lo hevi beisaros. It depends. If the cotton is a real cotton, he hasn't yet reached puberty, he hasn't not 13, so then we don't even ask him for it. If he's a cotton who's already reached puberty, this is the way the Taklin Chadatin learns, and that's the way we're learning, and he's not 20 yet, but he's between 13 and 20, then we ask him, but we don't force him. And if he's already 20, we even force him. If they gave, we take it. Mashma, im me'asman shaklu mekablim. Well, ain't tovim them. We don't ask them for it, and surely we don't force them. The kasha, the hachomer ain't tovim. Ubereishin diktoni ain't memashkin esaktani mashma halitzvah tovim. We don't force them, but we do ask them for it. Kan gishahevi beisiris reishin diktoni ain't memashkin esaktanim halitzvah tovim arik shevi beisiris. That's when he's 13. The sefer, the mashma, the aflid boa ain't tovim esaktanim arik shalohe bishteisiris. Talking where he's not yet bar mitzvah. Hanochri vahakusi omer abba. Kifter kamandiomer kusi kenochri. This Mishnah goes according to the mandiomer who says that kusim were geiri arayis, their geiris wasn't good, and they're full fledged goyim. Dispalgin, because there's a machlokas, kusi kenochri divi rebi. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kusi ki Yisrael. So the same machlokas in the Bavli, whether kusim are geiri arayis or geiri emes. If their geiris was emes, right, even though they originally wanted to convert because they were afraid they were going to be eaten by lions, but in the end they did it leman ha'emes, and they were full-fledged Jews. Or they only did it out of fear, and they really never meant to be Megayer, and therefore they're Goyim. That's a machlokas, whether they're Geirei Emes or not. Rebbe holds that they're Goyim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that they're Ki Yisrael. And the machlokas was only in the time of Chazal, and the Gemara says in the end, that in the end they found the Avodah Zarah by them, they made them all Goyim. So Bisman Azeh, the Shomronim, the Kusim were all considered like Goyim. But in the time of Chazal, there was a machlokas whether they were considered at that time Yidden, Geirim, or Goyim. Omer Reb Lezer, Masnisen Benochrim. Right? The Mishnah is talking by Goyim. Ha Bekusim Lo. But it's Mashma, what's it called? That a Kusi, you could be Makabel Karbanostam. Right? Our Mishnah that says you don't take Karbanos from a, what's it called, from a goy, he's talking only by goyim. But kusim you do take, because they're not goyim, they're yidin, they're geirim. The tani cane, and we have a brisa that says b'feirish, adam l'rabos es hagerim. That geirim you do accept karbonus from, even karbonus chova, not just karbonus nadava. A goy you bring only, can only send a carbon that's voluntary. But karbonus that are mandatory, a goy can't send a chattas. But a kusi is a regular Jew. So he brings all karbanos. Mikem lahotzi es amumrim. We're marbe geirim, but a mumer does not, what's it called, bring karbanos. You see, the mumer is somebody who is, what's it called, mechal Shabbos before Hesia, or somebody that, what's it called, that is mumer lechol haTorah kulo, doesn't believe in the Torah, bechlau, so him you're not mekabel karbanos from. So the Gemara says, masnisim pligle avalezer. The Mishnah Lechora is not like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that our Mishnah, where it says that you're not Makabel regular karbanos from what's it called, from Goyim, is talking about Goyim, not Kusim. Kusim, you're Makabel all karbanos. Ain't Makabel miyodim kinei zovim vizovos kinei yoldos. right? It says in the Mishnah that you don't accept Karban Yoledes from somebody. The Chiyesh Kine Zom, the Zom is an offering. But what if you have to have a pasuk, a Mishnah to tell me that you don't accept a Karban Yoledes from a Goy? What Goy is going to bring a Karban Yoledes? He knows he doesn't have to bring such a Karban. Elamites talking about a Kusi who thinks he's Jewish and he wants to bring a Karban Yoledes, and we don't accept it because we hold their Goy. So it seems from the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Lezer, that when it says you're not Mekabel Karbonos from a Goy, it's not talking only about a Goy, it's talking about a Kusi too, and Kusim have a din of Goy. Because if we're talking about a Goy, of course you're not Mekabel Karban Yoledes, they're not even going to bring it. But a Kusi thinks he's Jewish and he's going to bring it, don't accept it from him. El Reisha ben Nachrim, the Sefer Bekusim, and the only way you could answer that is to say the Reisha that says what's it called is talking about that you don't not makabel anything from them, no machzor shekel or whatever. That's for sure also kusim because of the pasuk. But the karbanos, right? The Reisha is talking by goyim, and the Sefer is talking by kusim. Versus Kehu, Reisha ben Nachrim, Sefer ben Chanami. You have to learn the Mishnah like that. The Reisha is talking by even by goyim and kusim, and the Sefer is talking only by kusim, right? Because goyim, there's no havamina that you would take a carbon from them because they're not going to bring it. But even kusim are like goyim; they don't. They also don't bring the carbon. See, they're out there tackling. Command the Omer Kusi Kenachri Kolomer Hadiktani Bekulam Asnisen Bein Bishkalin Bein Bekarbanos Chova Ein Mekablim Yodam. When the Mishnah says we're not Mekabel Shkolim nor Karbonos Chova from them, Koy Nom Yakusim, it's going on Kusim too. Not only don't we take Karbonos Chova from a Goy, but a Kusi as a din of a Goy. Dafilu Mikusim Nomi Mekabel, Dafilu Karbonos Chova. The Kashavach Amayim Mekabel, Karbonos Mikusim, Tifter De Asher, Command the Omer, Kusi Kenochri. Lachor, if a Kusi as a din of a Jew, why can't you Mekabel Karbonos from him? Elamai, what's it called? He has a din of a Goy. Right? And even if he has a din of a Jew, though, we don't take Machzor Shekel because of the pasuk in Ezra that the Kusim, even if they're Jewish, they didn't let them help them build the Beis Hamikdash. Dispalgun pligin is a machlokus whether Kusim are Goyim or Jews. Kusi kenochri divi Rebbe v'asim asnisin k'Rebbe. The Mishnah goes like Rebbe that Kusim are Goyim and therefore you're not makabel karbonos chova from a Goy. You're not makabel from a Kusi either. Omer Belezer, Masnisim Benochrim. Hodik Tani Vesefa, Vein Mekabel Miyodim, Kine Zodim, Lo Koi Raka Nochrim. That which it says you're not Mekabel, Karbonos Chova, is only from a Goy. But from a Kusi, you are Mekabel, Karbonos Chova, because he's a Jew. Aval Mikusi Mekablim, right, you do, because he's Jewish. I Shkolim, everybody agrees that you don't take from a Kusi. I, if he's Jewish, why not? De Bishkolim, Muchach, Behedya, Mikra, De Ezra, De Mekablim, Af Mikusim. Aval Karbonis Mekabli Kusim Basi Masnisin Krebi Akiva, that a Kusi is a Jew. But even if he's a Jew, Ezra said we're not letting you get the schus of helping us build the Beis HaMikdash because we're afraid that they would be ma'akev. They didn't want the Beis HaMikdash built in the beginning and they were ma'akev it, so we don't want to depend on them for Nedavis because maybe it would come out in the end that if we depended on them that it would be ma'akev the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And also we don't want to give them the schus because they were Rishoyim. Adam the rabbis of Sagerim, the Kusim nomi Geri Emesing. When it says that Gerim are Chayim and Karbonos, so Kusim are included. Masnisin Pligi Arav Lezer, the Al Korchach Mucham is Sefer, the Masnisin, the Kusi Kenochri. From the Sefer, it's clear that a Kusi is just like a Nochri, because we're not Makabal Karbonos from them. Karbonos Chova. If he's a Jew, of course you have to Makabal the Karbon from him. The Akhtani Ein Makabal Miyadam Kine Zavim. The Kine Zavim, the Zavos, less of a Nochri. She'enam yodim v'torchim bezela olam she'avyu kinei zavim. Surely not talking about a goy. Why in the world would a goy want to send a carbon ziva or yoledes? He's not no shaychus to him. The listening ain mekablin the alkarcha chadik tani ain mekablin akusim koy. Ushmami not the kusim kenochrim. From the Mishnah, it seems like the sefer that says you're not mekabel a carbon yoledes from them means a kusim because there's no reason in the world to think that a goy is going to ever send a carbon like that. Versus Reisha ben Nachrim, Klomar ben Nachri ve Kusi. The Reisha is talking about Nachrim and Kusim. You're not Mekabel Shkolim from them, even a Kusi, and surely a Goy. The Tony on Nachri ve Kusi. Shishaklu a Mekabel Yoredes. The Pharisees in the Mishnah both. The Koya Tarvayu. The Sefer Tony ain Mekabel Miyadam Umok Mislo ve Kusi lechuda. And in the Sefer we're saying it's only talking about a Kusi, because a Goy wouldn't send these Korbanos. So the Reish is talking about Goyim and Kusim, and the Sefer is only talking about Kusim. E Amrish Bishlomo, the Sefer ben Nochri, if you say the Sefer is talking about a Goy also, Kidamoki Lora Belezer, Lo, it's just crossed out over here. What's the next word? Lo Tikshe Loch Reisha ben Nochri the Kusi, the Sefer ben Nochri the Chud. Right, velo myri bekusi hanitbel anochrim bereisha. Right, if it would be that the reisha is talking by both, and the sefer is only talking by goyim, but kusim you do are makabel karbanos from because they're Jewish, then there's no kasha. Why? No kasha to say, well, the reisha is talking about both, and the sefer is only talking about goyim. That wouldn't be a kasha. Why? Lechud velo myri bekusi hanitbel anochrim. Since the ikur in the reisha is anochri, and the kusi is only mentioned agav. So the Sefer is talking about the Iker that the Reisha is, the Nochri. Then it wouldn't be a Kasha. But if the Reisha is talking about a Nochri and a Kusi, and the Sefer is only talking is about a Kusi, because the Nochri doesn't make sense, then why would it mention the Tofel one and not the Iker one? Aval the Migra ha-Iker, the Hainu Nochri, the Asker b'Kasha. But the Maisa, if the Sefer is not talking about a Nochri, which is the Iker in the Reisha, only about a Kusi, because the Nochri wouldn't send these things, then it's a kasha. The Reisha is talking by both, and Seif is only talking by Kusim. Keini. So the Gemara says, yeah, Eino Chinami. Let's go weiter. Keini, yeah. Keinu. Reisha, but Nochri, Seif, and Kusim. Okay. Keini. Kolomar ein in reisha benochri v'sefer bekusi in a chenami. That's how you have to learn it if you want to make the Mishnah go according to the Belezer. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. B'tchila ein makabla mehem lo dover mesuyim v'lo dover sheina mesuyim. In the beginning, the way the Taklin Charetin learns means when you start to build the Beis Hamikdash and you haven't built it yet, then we're not mekabel anything from a kusi, because we don't want to depend on them to help build the Beis HaMikdash, because if we depend on them, maybe it won't get built. Again, like this, that's one of the pshat. so we don't, we're not mekabel from them something, an object or money. Uvesof, but after the Beis HaMikdash is finished being built, mekabel mehem dover sheino mesuyim, then we accept from them money. The ain makabel dover mesuyim. We don't accept something, an object, because then we're giving them covid that everybody knows it's their object that that was built into the Beis HaMikdash or whatever. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That after the fact, after the Beis HaMikdash is built, or some learn it means l'chatchilim b'di'evit. L'chatchilim, we tell them we're not taking anything. B'di'evit, if they gave something, if it's a dover mesuyim, we don't take it. If it's not a davar mesuyim, we do take it. That's another way of learning Rabbi Yochanan, that it's the chatchilim b'di'evit. But the Taklin Chadin learns means before the Beis HaMikdash is finished being built, we don't accept anything from them. After it's built, we accept money, but we don't accept objects. Rav Shim ben Lakish Amar bein b'tchila bein b'sof ein mekablim lo davar mesuyim davar shem mesuyim. And then Rav Shim ben Lakish holds that we don't. Rish Lakish holds we don't accept anything from them ever. Not dover mesuyim, not dover ena mesuyim, not before it's built, not after it's built. Marsh says, Maslikin Masnisin Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. L'chara from our Mishnah, you can be daik, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Says why? There's an extra ain here. Ain mekabel mehen hektish unedava lebedekabayis. Says we're not mekabel hektish or a nedava to bedekabayis. Right? Pasar law bein betchila bein besof. Right? So he says you have to answer that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mashma, and it's across the board. We don't take anything from them, ever. Not beginning, not end, and not anything. So it seems to be like Reish Lakish, and we never take anything from Kusim or Goyim. Mar says, Pasala bein betchila bein besof, v'vad davar mesuyim. No, it's talking taka, not anything, but a davar mesuyim. We never take a davar mesuyim from them, whether it's before the Beis HaMikdash was built or after it's built. But a davar sheino mesuyim eino chinami. After it's built, you could take like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shim ben Shlakish Omer bein betchila bein besof ein mekabel mehem lo davar mesuyim. Masnisin pligli are Rav Shim ben Shlakish. Lisa, what's it called? It's a kasha from the Mishnah also on Reish Lakish. Why? The Tani hakol shavim shein not our Mishnah. The hakol shavim shein nodrim v'nidorim. Right. everybody, is equal. Shehein nodrin v'nidorin, that they can make a neder, and they can be, a neder can be made on them to give something, somebody else can make a neder, and they'll have to bring something. We'll see what it means. So lechor you see that goyim also could make nedarim and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody, no dream the nedarim. So lechor, according to Reish Lakish, there's no way that a goy could ever give anything to the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about a davar sheino masuyim after the Beis HaMikdash was built. But according to Reish Lakish, there's no way that anybody could give anything to the Beis HaMikdash. So how is it I call shavim shein nodrim v'nidarim, that goyim can make a neder and give something that they're menadev to the Beis HaMikdash? What is it talking about? It's talking about davar masuyim, for sure can't be. Davar sheino masuyim Reish Lakish holds also you can't give. And it doesn't make a difference if it's before or after. So this Mishnah seems to go like Rabbi Yochanan is talking about after it's built and a davar sheino masuyim, and then they can give a neder. So Mara says, Ola. No. But what's a pasar la Ola? It's not talking about Bedek Habayis. It's not talking about Stam giving objects or money. It's talking about a korban. And korbanus, taka is a pasuk that says you take from goyim. Korbanus is okay. So Mara says, Nicha nodrin. I understand how a goy could be menader and Ola to the Beis HaMikdash. But Nidarim, right? Ola, how could it be that somehow somebody else made a nether to the goy, goy should bring an Ola? Ella? No, there's a case like that. Kisha Omer Yisrael, Harei Oy Ola. A Yid said, Harei Oy Ola. The Shoma Nachri Vomer, Masha Omer Ze Ola. That's Nidorim. The Jew made himself an Ola, and the guy said, me too. So Nidor. He's going on the coattails of the Jew. That's called Nidor. And it's talking about Taka Korbanos. Korbanos, everybody agrees. Even a goy you take from. We're only talking about objects or money to Derek Abayis. That's the Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. This is Tachlan Chadatin. Om Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Sabinyan, V'chayshin and Shema L'rifyon Heim Eskavnin, K'desiv Ahi Am Ha'oretz Merapim. We're afraid that the Kusim were making a thing, they were making the Davas, and that we depend on them, and then they wouldn't pay up, and wouldn't be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Their whole intention was to hold it back from being built. Okay. Live a soul. Lechazik is better kabayis. The ain lo marifin yodayim. Once it's built, that fear isn't there. So if they want to give something to strengthen better kabayis, why not take it for them? Dover mesuyim. Then we only don't take an object. Dover choshuv sheniker v'nira ba'ayim. Ain mekablam yodam the gnayu. Right? It's a gnay. We should have something in the Beis HaMikdash. People look at it and say, "Hey, Kushi gave that." Also, they're Mizgoya. See, they need us. We gave something, and then their name is on it, and you can see it. If they want to give salt, nobody knows it's their salt. Or they want to give water. But if they want to give a thing that's going to be installed in the Beis HaMikdash, the Amakilya Orev was the spikes on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash that kept away the ravens, kept away the birds. So there people would say, oh, you see, that thing in the Beis HaMikdash was donated by a goy, was donated by a kusi. Ein mekabel beder kabayis, so did I marry ben betchila ben besof. It's mashma that we don't never take anything for beder kabayis. Pasa la ben kolomer iboyasei, maha braisa mari ben betchila ben besof. If you want to explain the mission like Rabbi Yochanan, then it says that you don't take, it means beginning or end, but only a davar mesuyim. And davar sheino mesuyim, the mission is not talking about. There's another way of learning that it's talking only before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then it's anything you can't take from them. If the guy gave money, you throw it in the Amamelech. You don't use it. Okay. There the Gemara argues by a goy. If he can make a nether to donate his worth to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's two ways of doing that. One is dummy or lie. That's a nether. You say, whatever my worth is, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. So then you assess him as a slave, and that's what you give, by a Jew or by a goy. Or Erki Olai, there the Torah sets specific values for different ages and different sexes. So that a goy doesn't have. The Torah doesn't speak about goyim. So a goy can't say erti olai. It's meaningless. But he can say domi olai. That's called nidav v'nidav. Plige hashem Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. The ka'om Reb Shav, and everybody agrees, shenod brim v'nidorim, that they can give domi olai. They can make a neder. U'v'chol gavne da'ayri mashnisim in b'tchil v'sovus. Master, they can give it beginning and end. In b'dover ha'mesuyim or ena mesuyim. Doesn't make a difference if it's an object or money. Mikoma kum kashur ishlokish. There's no way that you could ever get a neder from a goy. There's nothing you could possibly give it to Bedek HaBayis that you could take. According to Rabbi Yochanan, after it's built, something that's not a Dover Mesuyim you could take from them. So you could say that Mishnah is talking where it's something that's not Mesuyim and it's Basof. But according to Shlokish, there's never a case you can take anything from Bedek HaBayis. Pasher Le'ola. So Mar says, no, don't talk about Bedek HaBayis. Not where they're giving something, they're giving a carbon, an Ola. When Rishlokish said you don't take anything from a goy, it's only things for Bedek HaBayis, not for what's it called, for karbanos, because karbanos, the pasuk says b'feirish that you take from goy. Nidorim ola ma? What does that mean? Nidorim mi mochis laok mi nidorim ba'ola. Do ha Yisrael madiro shitein ola miyishma lo anochri. If the Jew says, I make a nether that this goy should bring a korban, who's going to listen to him? Right? Can't make a nether that a goy is going to listen to. The Gemara says, no, it's talking with a goy, did it on his own. Kishomer nochri, mashomer ze olai. The yid said, hare ze ola. And the goy said, mine too. So he's neither al yidei the Israel on his own volition. V'hainu nidorim shal yidei hanochri neither. A goy, when he brings a carbon, he has to bring the nesachim with it. The most are nesachim lo leklisharisinu. And what happens when there's extra nesachim left over? They sell it and they buy klisharis. It comes out from the goy's money. Now you have something in Bedek HaBayis, the Dover Mesuyim. It's a kash on everybody. Here you see that a goy can bring nesachim, which may end up being translated into a klisharis, and the goy is the one who brought it. Nimtza nevi dover mesuyim. You see that the goy can bring a dover mesuyim. Hasiv Reb Yossi bar Rebbe Boon v'hotanina ne'arochin v'orchin lo lebedek habayisinu v'chora, when they say what's it called, erech olai, doesn't that go to bedek habayis? He didn't give anything to bedek habayis. He just said, I want my worth to be Kodesh. In the end, what do we do with that? We give it to Bedek HaBayis. But he didn't donate something to Bedek HaBayis. He made something Kodesh. And that he could do. Now we take it and give it to Bedek HaBayis. So it's not that he's giving it to Bedek HaBayis. It's being given to Bedek HaBayis because he made it Kodesh. Same thing over here. Kainat Omar Afacha, L'shamayim Uskavet. He wants to bring the Sochim. In the end, if they're left over, and we're going to bring a klisharis, we're bringing the klisharis. It's only indirectly coming from him, not directly coming from him. May elehen, may elehen hang boy in the Bedek HaBayis. It only comes indirectly to the Bedek HaBayis through the goy, not directly, and that's okay. You can have something that the goy generates the Bedek HaBayis, where he doesn't give it directly. So the Takma Chavitin. Kishomer nochri, masha omer ze olai, the hainu nidorim, shayde a nochri nidor, uporech lo heidi imon nesachim, nimtsim maybe dover shenim asuyim, the kashle shlokish. Right? Because you see that, what's it called? He brings nesachim. Nesachim, in the end, may be left over, and you're going to sell them and bring a klisharis. Comes up, it's klisharis, came from a goy, and it's a dover mesuyim. Velo le klisharis, hoche isle le Rabbi Akiva, hasiv Reb Yehuda barbun, le trutse le shlokish. Lo le bedek habayis inun, bavi dover mesuyim. Vafilu hachi mekablin. You're mekablin erich. Right? Even it says erich yolai, and you give it to Bedek HaBayis. Ma yislach lememer, what can you say? Even the iu lo niskav le Bedek HaBayis. He didn't intend to give it to Bedek HaBayis. He just wanted to make his worth kodesh. Now we say, we take it, we give it to Bedek HaBayis. That's okay. Ela le shamayim. Umay aleihen in boyin le Bedek HaBayis. Only indirectly that we then give it to Bedek HaBayis. So that's not excluded. Ve'ino asher Rabbi Yehuda lekabel mehem elik shenosim lehedi lebedek habayis. Only asher if what's it called, if they give it directly to Bedek HaBayis, to Rabbi Yochanan. Hachinami l'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Same thing with Rish Lakish. It's only usher if they give it directly to Berech HaBayis, not if they make it Kodesh and then we give it to Berech HaBayis. Hein boim l'klishores, v'lo ka'omar eish lakish te'im makabim elakish enochri nosein me'atzmo lehedya l'Berech HaBayis.